First and foremost, thank you everybody that supports Is the Mic Still On. This is something that we just kind of, we had an idea, we put it out there, and you guys have been supporting. But the reason why we're coming to you right now is we have a deal, a partnership with Anchor FM.
So Anchor is available on iPhone and Android, so make sure you download that. When you download it, go to the Is the Mic Still On channel, favorite the channel, so you can get the content that we put out every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. What Anchor does is it allows you to create your own radio station where you can talk, play music, you know, interview people and take call-ins. Another reason why you may want the favorites because we're probably going to take some call-ins. So you probably definitely want to take advantage of that. So there's a lot of stations on there you guys can check out and listen to, you know, in between waiting for our content. You have to have the app. Because when we put it up, it only stays up for 24 hours. So you can see, you can, you know, go through other channels right here, record button right there, notifications, you know, all the other stuff. So this is what you want. Yeah, on the iPhone and Android, man. Don't miss out. Download it now.
I'm going to try to watch. Go ahead, man.
Dead in Hip Hop album review, Layla, Rhapsody, Layla's Wisdom.
It's your girl, Ralph. And he was practicing beforehand too.
Yeah, still.
Rhapsody, in terms of female MCs, is by far one of my favorite ones to listen.
I'm sorry, Rhapsody.
I'm sorry.
Mike, what, is that Mike?
It's a culture.
I don't
culture.
Think any
it's
of
like
rappers
it.
In the hip hop culture like that.
Look, I'm not gonna save you. But I get what you're saying. Like, yeah. Cause I think I said this when we interviewed Ciroc. I actually said it then, like, what if people not saying it in that context? And she was basically like, well, whether it's in the context or not, it leaves that door open or whatever. So I got it after she said it. I was like, okay, I get it. Because I was like you, I'm sure you're not saying it just as, you know, it comes off.
It's for whatever reason or some reason, it just seems like a thing that people just love to do.
Right.
Without thinking about it.
Rod got 1 foot in the light bulb.
I'm just trying to speak for the people that's not trying to insult.
They don't think they're insulting, but they are.
I know. I told you, I got it when we interviewed Ciroc.
It happens a lot. It's still happening in hip hop media now. Like when they're talking about Rhapsody, they are talking about her as a female rapper. It's unfortunate. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I was just saying, like, for me, I place Rhapsody, like, high on my list of just rappers overall.
You should have started there.
I feel you. And I guess it's just natural to, you know, point out the obvious. Like, she's a woman that can out-rap a lot of the men. And there's not, to me, in my opinion, there's not a lot of women rappers that are way better than a lot of the male rappers that I like. But to me, Rhapsody is definitely on par and better than a lot of the male rappers. So that's the reason why I started off that way. And I started off on the left foot on this motherfucking review.
Yeah,
so let's go back to the fucking music. I felt Rhapsody on this project even more so than some of her other joints that I mess with. She went out of her comfort zone a couple times on this. And I think that was big for her. Cause one of my biggest gripes with her is and she's always kind of in that
rappity rap. She's in hip hop mode. She's always in hip hop mode.
Always strictly hip hop mode. Yeah, you know the type of production Knife Wonder produces. So it's kind of like, man, you're just so much in your comfort zone. I felt like she got out of that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And one of those joints was Sassy. I didn't necessarily particularly care for that, but that was completely different from anything I've heard Rhapsody do.
Like when that track came on, I was driving. That shit came on like. I was like, whoa, what is that?
Yeah.
Not a favorite, but I loved it.
Exactly.
I love the idea of just saying,
exactly.
I'm just
going to. She took chance.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes, absolutely, exactly. 100%.
1,000.
The way she rapped over it.
Yep.
The beat choice, the hook,
everything. But the way it started with Layla's Wisdom and then the track with Power with Kendrick, you know what I'm saying? Just talking power to pussy, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, I think that's
talking about when she was born.
How I made a grown man cry.
Grown man cry.
Man,
yeah,
like straight out of that, you know what I'm saying? And Kendrick comes in and he does, you know, Kendrick is starting to become, he always has been, but a feature assassin too.
But I like Rhapsody on that because she was I owe Sally Mae a lot, but I owe my people more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
a
dope line.
She got bars on here, man. She's always had bars. I think the thing that surprised me and the thing that I liked was how many features she had on this. And I feel that the features kind of, it took her music in a different direction. Like Anderson .Paak, you know, we gave him hella praise, but just listening to him off of this,
he's becoming a feature assassin.
Yes, feature assassin, yeah. And he's starting to become one of those guys where it seems like he just has a whole bunch of music and then he'll just sell it to you so you could put your verse on it, because it just sounds like Anderson .Paak. And I like how Rapsody used that to change the mood. Pay Up, you know, where she's talking about all of these dudes that are out here, you know what I'm saying, just basically living off of their women. Nigga, pay up. Other just topics of like of her love interests and stuff like that, how she's talking about, you know, I'm a tomboy and I ain't really watched the NBA since Kobe retired, but that's dope. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing that I always loved about Rapsody, what's always attracted me to her music, is that she, like, there's no facade there. There's no facade, and she goes hard for hip hop. You know what I'm saying? She goes hard for what she believes in, and she's not talking about none of that fuck shit. Mm. And she even mentioned it on the track with Black Thought, and Black Thought, oh my God. No, it's not surprising.
Why you acting like you surprised?
Agents should have been eloped. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, this is 24 years of Black Thought just snapping all the time.
What I thought was funny was the Ta-Nehisi Coates line. When he said about the artist, he was like, nobody know the artist Ta-Nehisi Coates quotes. And I thought that dope, because he be throwing some shit out there and people like, man, who are you even talking about? The line about the Kobe, that was on the Issa track, right? The knock on the next door, remember when she went next door and Issa went next door to get a charger.
Oh,
and that's what it reminded me of. Okay. Yeah, she just like, oh, you watching the game? Yo, and then like, oh yeah, cool. And then she had like some old school, like, but she did it in a hip hop way. I was pleasantly surprised. Like, I've been a fan of Rapsody, like, since damn near day one. Follow all the work, have all the work. It's like expectations, right? We talked about this before. Like, you know she's going to meet expectations. Here, she just exceeded that. Mm-hmm. Because she gave you a freaking album. And you and I were talking about this. Like, man, I wonder what it's going to sound like.
Like you said, we've both been a fan since 2010, 2011, since Return to B-Girl. So it was just like, for us, it's like, okay, this is like the eighth project, where some people it's like their second time or their first time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're right. I'm glad Knife kind of stepped out of the typical soulful. It was still soulful.
It was still soulful,
but it was
a bit darker.
It was different. It was definitely different
because of the beats. It was soulful because of the features, and that's what I pulled away. No, so well, Anderson .Paak
and Chrome.
Yeah, Chrome wasn't really that soulful.
Right.
Chrome was like a horror track.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying everything was just soulful, but I'm just saying, like, especially toward the end of this, like Knock on My Door, You Used to Love Me with Terrence Martin.
Jesus Coming was dope. I thought that was Jesus Coming, man. Like, man. Yeah, like when she finished the album with that track, that was like a rap seat. I was like, whoa.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, never heard nothing like this before. Then she went to her little girl voice. I'm like,
that was crazy.
I was like, I never know. She's never done that ever in all the projects.
She's getting y'all with the real shit, because she tired of y'all fucking referring to her as a female MC. Let me show y'all what I can motherfucking do.
Right, but yeah. Even the intro, like, she finished it, and she started and she finished the album off dope. Shout out to Knots too, man. He laced her up with that beat in the beginning, man, with Layla's Wisdom, title track Layla's Wisdom.
It's brave to start a track with a song that is like 3.5 minutes long and it's nothing but raps.
Rap.
No hooks, just
nothing.
Raps.
Nothing.
No pause.
Nothing.
No breath taking.
Nothing.
Just raps.
I was like
put me in the beat, son.
From all these years, I'm glad I got this, listened to this project, and I was pleased. I was surprised at some of the risks that she was taking, like you say, with the sassy joint.
Same with
Chrome, like, cause she was like on her bragging. You know, she always been kind of like humble-ish a little bit. I enjoyed it, man. Like, Jesus Coming is definitely like my favorite track on this, cause that was like a side of Rapsody MC-wise that I've never heard before. I was like, wow, nobody with, you know, Moonlight, and Black Thought. I'm glad Moonchild is getting some more shine too.
I love Moonchild, man. Yeah. Moonchild's so fucking dope.
And then the line she had about the Oscars too, about like,
yeah, she's talking about them on Black shit, but not, and y'all like the Oscars. Yeah, I caught that too,
bro.
And then on Black and Ugly, how she had that line with
Black and Ugly is amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
With Rachel, she said something like, y'all question my hair being straight, my blackness, but Rachel get a pass. It's like, damn, that's fucked up. And I'm like, that's That's some real shit. Dope. Like, she was touching, and I like the fact that she was touching on some real, like, black women issues. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, just whether you growing up in the hood or whatever, I'm like, okay, Rhapsody really hitting all spectrums on the black women level, man. I love that. So
let me ask you this about the beats, though. Like, how'd you feel about all the beat switches or whatever? You didn't think that got a little redundant?
It did. It was cool the first couple of times. Like on Chrome, it was really dope. But then it happened again. It happened again.
Because on the intro track too.
Yeah, I loved it on the intro track.
Yeah.
Then it became a little bit gimmicky almost.
Yeah, because, like I thought it was just me.
Roller Coaster Emotion. I thought it was doable because I think Roller Coaster Emotion, that was dope. The beat switches on there was dope.
The Holy Smokes G-Wiz sample from 2020.
Ooh, yes. Yes,
man. I was like, shit. Man. Like, I never thought somebody could like flip that.
Yeah.
You know, that sample with the buster. I'm like, who's that peeking out my window?
That was what that was.
Oh yeah, that's exactly.
Because it was like, I was like, wait,
you know that shit?
Yes. But hers was like, dude. I lost interest after nine, which was Busta Rhymes' track.
You should
after that.
You should know.
Oh.
Yeah, when it started getting into the love songs, it totally lost steam for me.
Just so I'm clear, like, you liked the Busta Rhymes song, it was after that.
I did. I wasn't a huge fan of Busta Rhymes' part.
Yeah.
I was just like,
yeah, I was a little disappointed with his feature. It
sounded a little creepy to me.
Yeah, it did. It felt a little uncomfortable.
I was uncomfortable. like
in your window. You might have to get on my beard. That wasn't Barry White. All the other features, I thought, were really dope. Like, even though I'm not even familiar with GQ, but I thought he fucking snapped. I thought he was dope.
He's from Oakland. He's a part of Jam too. As
well. Oh, he is. Okay. I didn't know who he was, and I was like, okay, this motherfucker is.
Yeah, he was dope. Yeah.
You know, of course Kendrick. We're gonna whatever, but Power I thought was a really really interesting track, and I liked how, you know, she had her idea of Power, and then Kendrick came behind and did his version of Power or whatever, but. It was just like after nine.
When it got to the love.
Yeah, when it got to the love songs, it wasn't even just the fact that they were about love. It was just like the energy was just sapped for me. Because like her starting off just out the gate, just rapping. And then it was like track after track after track was just rapping. And even on Pay Up, where it was like a completely different type of sound, it was like more upbeat.
Yeah.
Like, damn, this is really cool that she's doing like these diverse sounds that I don't think that I've really heard from her like that.
Pay Up reminded me of like Doo Wop by Lauryn Hill for some reason.
I can see that.
Like, and then plus the content,
that.
Like her talking about two tales of love from a different perspective from a male and a female. So I was like, I can hear Doo Wop. Like, I hear that inspiration.
You know, she just had, like y'all said, she just had bars after bars after bars. Like, Nothing was one of my favorite tracks. But there was one line that I can't remember what song it was now, but the where she says something about, My soul's black as the organs of chain smokers and churches that sing to organs or something like that.
She kept doing it. Yeah, that was dope.
But yeah, man, I mean, I really enjoyed this project, but there was.
I know you've been kind of tough on Rhapsody recently. Yeah. Like, you know, saying you didn't really like her, but I know you've been like just tough.
I've
critical.
I've been. Not, I don't even know if I'm critical. I was just more like lukewarm with Rhapsody.
Yeah.
I've always thought she was a dope rapper, but it was like I wasn't wowed by her projects.
I think with Rhapsody, and it's kind of what you said, she's always been like the rappy to rap. Like, I'm gonna just get on a boom bap beat and I'm gonna fucking just rap, and that's it. But
that wasn't my problem.
Well, what was the? Just, and I'm not saying it's a problem either, but
it was a problem for me that it didn't connect. This is the first time where I've been like, this shit connects.
Is it the diversity in the album with the sound that she?
Okay. I think so, because I feel like it was like, I didn't hear a lot of boom bap.
Mm-hmm.
I heard some soulful beats. I heard some somber beats. I heard some hard beats, and she freaked every and the really happy up tempo beats.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like y'all said, even on a track like Sassy, which wasn't my favorite track, but I thought it was dope as shit that she did it. It didn't come off bad.
Right.
You know, nothing here came off bad. Like, I've heard other stuff where I was just like, that was really
why
meh.
You try that?
Yeah. Like, why are you doing that? That's just meh. But this time, I heard a whole project where I was like, she really did her thing. She did a diverse project, and she still rapped her ass off on all of the songs. And not only that, she gave you concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like before when I was listening to Rhapsody, I wasn't really pulling a lot of I don't want to say information, but I wasn't really pulling a lot of anything from him. I was just like, okay, rap.
She's rapping. Yeah,
like
she's
Black and Ugly. She's rapping.
Like Black and Ugly.
Yeah, like Black and Ugly or nothing. Yeah. You know, a lot of y'all sit around talking shit, but don't really know nothing. Like, she was really talking about a lot of shit, especially on the last track.
Jesus Coming.
Jesus Coming. It was like every track she's talking about something, but she's still rapping. This is the first time she's put out something where I feel like everybody, not everybody, but a gang of people have been tagging me like, yo, you listen to this shit yet? Mm-hmm. And every time I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's always fucking Dark One. That's like, he's always the tipper over where I'm like, okay, fine. Let me go. If Dark One's telling me I need to go listen to it, I'm gonna go listen to it. And I did, and I was like, God damn, here we go. Yep. Finally, she gave you that shit where you're like, it's undeniable. Yep. You can't say shit about this. Again, I'm still sticking to the fact that I think it lost steam towards the last quarter of the project.
But it's like a personal preference, though.
Exactly. It's a personal preference. It wasn't like it got whack.
Right.
It just got to the type of songs that I don't personally want to hear. Right. I don't want to really hear love songs. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to hear you talking about going next door because you have a crush on this dude and he looks so cute today. I just don't want to hear that. And that's not even a female-male thing. I don't want to hear from dudes either. I just don't want to hear that shit.
Ass too, man.
She was spitting game,
that game,
but I just don't.
She was like, come on, you know, you
I don't care about that kind of shit. But yeah, no, this is a great project, man. I'm glad she finally gave me something where I can shut my mouth and be like, all right, I ain't got shit else to say. I really don't.
Favorite tracks, Layla's Wisdom, Power, Riding, I'm going to have to say Nobody, and Jesus Coming.
For me, it's Layla's Wisdom, Jesus Coming, Black and Ugly, and Chrome.
I'm gonna say Layla's Wisdom, Power, Chrome, definitely Black and Ugly. I love the concept and the way you rap is just crazy. And I'm gonna say Jesus Coming.
My favorite tracks are Layla's Wisdom, Power, Black and Ugly, Jesus Coming, and a roller coaster jam called Love.
Hell.
Crazy.
Rhapsody, if you watch it, man, I've been messing with you for a minute. I feel a lot like Mike, where a lot of your projects are dope, but it's kind of like, man, you have potential for more. And that's immediately what I got off of this, that you stepped out of your comfort zone production-wise, song creation, just everything. This is not a prototypical Rhapsody album, and you executed it marvelously.
Rhapsody, if you're watching, love this album, dope. As album, I think do more of this because you obviously have it in you, and I think now that you've tapped into it, take it to the next level and continue to push and push and push. I'm a fan. I've got all your shit, enjoyed all your albums. I think this is like your most complete focus work to date.
Been a hell of a ride, man, from Return to B-Girl to this now. Like, being a fan of you for so many years, it's good to see you finally make a project and show like your growth as an MC throughout the years, and seeing you make a complete project with great concepts, song concepts, everything that I didn't even think that you had. Look, this is great, man. I'm just happy. It's like you feel proud, you know. It's like you feel like a proud of your homie or something like that making a great album. So yeah, good job.
Rhapsody, this is a fucking great project, start to finish. You know, and the coolest thing about this is even the songs that I didn't personally care for weren't bad songs. You know, they didn't sound bad. They weren't put together bad. They're just an old curmudgeon like me, don't want to hear about love. But other motherfuckers do. And I think that balancing it out with the positive and the really serious songs, I think that's a really good idea. And I think you did both extremely well. And just like B said, it's a really cool moment because I've always had it in my head that I feel like you had a project in you that was going to fuck people up and really stop, be like, God damn, this is one motherfucker that can really rap. And I feel like you did that. You executed it perfectly. So I'm really interested to see what you do next. I think that you have a unique sound. I think that you put together a project that is rivaling a lot of other projects this year. This will be on a lot of people's top 10 list this year. I really feel that way. So great job, and I'm really excited to see what you do next.